back to the history of drum and dance. Mr. Daryl Northbird, and I'm at the Memorial Day powwow, and we're here with Mr. Gordon Findy. Gordon Findy is a respected member in our community. We all watch this guy, and he does a lot of really good things. And what he's doing now is he's dancing today. Matter of fact, he's getting ready to dance. So, good morning there, Gordon.
Morning. Good morning.
I noticed you're off. Geez, you got a nice outfit. Who made that for you?
Well, it first started, my sister, caller Delina White, she's Minger. She kind of started everything off, and then slowly, the last couple of years, I've kind of learned to do work for myself, me and my family. So pretty much everything that I wear is all of our family made it, so it's a family thing.
Combined effort, huh?
Yeah.
Geez, you got a beautiful family then, bro. They made that. Holy cow.
Yeah, I'm fortunate, to know a lot of people who can, are crafty, handy sewing, beaters. I've kind of learned from my uncles as well, different things. So I picked up a lot of things, in the last couple of years. I'm really fortunate.
Skills, huh? Nice. Right now it's kind of windy today, and we got the last day of the power. Is this the last day of the power, or is this the 4-day?
No, it's the last day.
It is, huh? Oh, that was kind of nice, though. Nice little breeze going here. So who are your influences in your lifetime there, bro?
Well, basically, just my father, Gabby Hedberg. He was kind of my rock in terms of, he kind of led me down this path, bring good people into my life. And I've been really fortunate to have some really good influences on me, with the people he carried around him. Kind of now they're around me as well. So basically, my dad kind of set this in motion. Basically, the reason why I started dancing was because he wanted to start dancing again before he passed. So when he passed, then I decided to, definitely carry on with it.
Wow, that's a really good story, I've known your dad, pretty much all my life. I've known you since you've been a little bitty guy. And then I went away for a while, and I come back, and you're a full-grown man, and holy cow, And then they got, your dad, holy cow, he's like really, really a strong pillar in our community here. Matter of fact, he's one of my heroes too, where did he start out,
He kind of had a rough path growing up, chose some different things, it wasn't until, I think it didn't do his 30s, he actually, sobered up and started learning our ways, kind of traveling around, getting different teachers from here and there, then I think he latched on a couple people in Red Lake. Adam Lusher was a big influence on him, going forward past his recovery and with his alcoholism and whatnot, so actually, once he started there, I think he kind of found his way, and then he lived a really, really good, humble life, and things kind of just came to him, the way things are kind of supposed to, just come, everything's meant to happen for a reason, and that's kind of like how I live, my life as well. But basically, he kind of provided this path, for our family, now the rest of us here now who are left in this world are going to pick it up and keep moving.
Yeah, I see your family all here, all gathered, at a lot of these functions, happy events, whatever you want to call them, and that's really a good thing, to see, because, the ones that are coming up behind us are watching us,
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think, everybody needs, like I said, I'm really lucky because of my life. During my life, I've been really, like I said, blessed to have strong, male leadership in our families, and there's women as well, but I, of course, women, I don't really get too much, from them just because they, my dad taught me a lot, and he was kind of a single man raising us, kids, so, I kind of learned everything from him, and like I said, I'm just blessed to have good people in my life, and I everything I do, now, today, and for the rest of my years is to hopefully lead and be a good role model for other people as well.
Yeah, I not only noticed that you're dancing and all those good things, I know that you guys have a drum in your family too, right?
Yeah, we have a few drums in our family, actually. We, you know, we do different things. You know, we have ceremony, and we try to, you know, do things in a good way. We got a lot of people have come into my life, you know, who probably know a heck of a lot more than even my dad, you know, during these times of learning, you know, this stage of my life where we're learning these things, you know, and how to really pass these things on to our, you know, our grandchildren and our community. And yeah, we have, like I said, we have a couple different drums in our family. You know, we got traditional drums. We have, you know, just drums bring out for the powwow as well. My little brother's a drum keeper. He's been for a long time. And, you know, he's another one of my, actually, you can say, influences, because I see him and the way he goes about doing what he does, you know, being handicapped and 90% blind and the stuff he's overcome, really, like I said, really a big influence on how I see things. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully we can... hopefully keep together as a strong family and hopefully teach other kids or other people who may have lacked, I guess, you know, this leadership in their families to maybe turn their lives around and walk in a good way.
Yeah, you know, I've seen your brother, you know, sometimes he pulls up as a one-man band even, you know, but yeah, he keeps it going, and that's the way to do it, you know. I mean, take a stand, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, I get a lot of compliments from, you know, through me or Robert, I think, you know, everybody loves him. He's a really likable person, you know. He's really determined, you know, to do what he needs to do. And like I said, he's really a good little guy, you know. And everybody just loves being around him.
Yeah, I know. You know, he's also a pillar at the powwows, you know, that we get there and all of a sudden he's setting up and he's there. And next thing you know, he's singing, you know. I mean, yeah. You know, we got warm days coming on up. We've had a cold winter, you know, and this powwow really seemed to just spring alive here, you know, this one here. What'd they have, like, almost 800 dancers?
Yeah, I think they had 800 last night. Probably, I think, a little over 7 for the afternoon session. But, yeah, it's actually a really nice powwow. I like dancing at home. I like staying home and dancing, you know, for our community and dancing for our visitors. You know, so it's really a really good turnout. Really happy with being a Leech Laker this weekend.
Yeah, our powwow here, you know, this and Ball Club were the main powwows way back in the day, and so it's good to see that this keeps going. And then we got the new Veterans Memorial Powwow Grounds, you know, and they've been up here now for like, what, about 15 years or so, 15, 20 years. Right now, today, we got a lot of good pillars in our community. And I think, you know, they're really use this as a spiritual uplift, you know, between this weekend and the next weekend, because all through the week, you know, there's everybody goes to the day-to-day things, right?
Yeah, you know, I think, when I first started, I started dancing a couple years ago after my dad passed, it was when I started dancing. So when I've, in my journeys, you know, going around to different powwows and communities, you kind of create another family, you know, that kind of you see every weekend, you kind of understand that's your powwow family, they call it, you know, but you definitely meet a lot of good people, you know, on the trail. And of course, you know, there's negative things around from time to time, but it, generally, if you keep good people around you, you know, good things that happen, and that's kind of what I've really learned is, you know, I have a lot of really good friends, a lot of really good people on a trail that I really respect, and like I said, everything happens for a reason. I learn from them as well, and it's really really a good thing, you know. It's I always look forward to summer.
Spiritual, right? Not religious or anything like that. It's really a spiritual thing, you know. You know, I feel it every time. You know, I come to the powwows too. You know, I get to see different friends. And like you, you know,
yeah.
And sometimes we don't always sit out and chew the fat, but you know, we always have a good nod, a good smile, good hey, how you doing, you know, and we eat together and laugh together, you know, say a few things about each other, you know, that aren't true.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's where a lot of humor comes out here, you know. We just sit back and all weekend we laugh and tease and joke and, you know, we give advice, you know, and when things get tough. But basically, you know, we just stick together and travel, take care of one another. You know, and that's part of, like, my, that's what I love to do, you know, just help.
It gets serious too, don't it, sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it does. You know, there's different parts of this, you know, gathering here that are, I think are, you know, we can pull some spiritual things out of it. You know, there's a lot of good things here. You know, a lot of people identify themselves with, you know, being at a powwow, and you really feel good about being here. And you're absolutely right. You know, it's just about that feeling. It's about that good feeling you get from being around the drum, being around, you know, other people maybe who are, you know, maybe struggling at times like you are. You know, they're here trying to find something too, you know, if they're looking. You know, it's definitely a good place to find something, you know. And it's, you can also find negative things as well. But it's just whatever you choose to see, you know, that's kind of what kind of comes out.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's about all the time we got today.
Hi, thanks, Ashley.
Gord, and appreciate you in your interview that you'd come forward and done with me. So, hey, have a good weekend, eh? Rest of the weekend, good week. All right.
Miigwech, brother.